This is Kate Magruder for Promise of Paradise, Back to the Land Oral Histories of Mendocino County. Today we'll be hearing from Lynn Meadows of Ukiah. Lynn and her husband, Bob Dress, have lived in the intentional community of Greenfield Ranch since 1972. Shortly after settling there, Lynn became part of the movement for home birth, which was rising up throughout the United States. She began her work as a lay midwife. During the next 25 years, she figures she helped with more than 600 births all across the county. She became a physician's assistant and worked in the ER for 20 years. Her focus now is on palliative care, helping local folks with serious illness who are in the last few years of their life. She spoke with us about her calling as a midwife to both birth and death in our county, and what drew her to the mysteries and majesty of the work and coming back to the land.
Well, I remember when I was 12 years old that I was at my mother's friend's house, and she had the book, The Family of Man. And there's a picture in there of a baby being born, a doctor holding it upside down. And I saw that picture at that house, and I stared at it, and I just thought, I want to be there. I want to do that. I'm going to be an obstetrician. So I made my mind up when I was 12 that I wanted to become an obstetrician. Well, my father died when I was 8 suddenly, and I was raised by my mom. And it was a pretty hard childhood, and I ended up in foster homes and emancipated as a minor. And so I was so traumatized by my childhood that by the time I got to college, it was a time where you had to really work against a lot of... It was hard for women to break into sciences, and the competition was really rough, and I'd been so traumatized that I made the choice that I couldn't do it. I couldn't make it by myself. And so I majored in sociology and social welfare because I wanted to be a probation officer, because I'd had some good ones and bad ones in my life. So that was my first major in college, and I kind of gave up that dream about going to medical school. But I did marry Bob when I was 19, and that was a good turn in my life, and we came here together. But then the movement for home birth in the early 70s was really rising up at that point, and I knew that's my calling. When I was 12, I didn't know there was such a thing as a midwife, and so I became a lay midwife and started studying and started working throughout the county doing home births and meeting people all over the place on back roads. And there was a lot of support for that. And I got involved in the medical community, and there was underground support for me to do that work. And there were some physicians in town that supported that. And it was very political in the state of California. At that time, it was not legal, lay midwifery, but we fought a battle throughout the state, and now it is legal. And I made the decision at that time to go to school, and that was actually in 1980 that I went to Stanford and became a PA, and then I became a PA midwife after that. That was my journey. But I did spend 20 years going into the back hills of Mendocino County doing births with women, and I always say the mother delivers the baby, all over the place, in buses, in cabins, in beautiful houses out in the middle of nowhere, out roads in the middle of snowstorms. And it was an amazing spiritual experience, and it's got me connected, and it's part of the work I do now too. Now I do end-of-life care. I do palliative care, and I was calling someone who was referred to me. And I was describing, I talked to him on the phone, and I said, my name is Lynn Meadows, and I would like to make an appointment to see you. I got this referral, and he goes, I know who you are. You helped my baby be born 40 years ago, and I want to see you, you know. So that what goes around comes around. It's like the beginning of life and toward the end of life, and it's beautiful.
Tell me just a tiny bit about palliative care, what that means. What does that mean?
Palliative care is the newest medical specialty, and we take care of people that have serious illness who are still getting treatment and are the last few years of their life. And they sometimes get well and graduate from our service. And right now it's a community-based service because they find that people who get our support, and we had some multidisciplinary team of chaplain, social worker, and nurses, doctors, PAs, And we support the person in their home and treat their symptoms of all kinds, social, spiritual, physical. And we do miracles. We think out of the box. We get them on their bucket list and things like that. And they find that people live longer, have a better quality of life, and it costs less because they get what they need from us. And it's very rewarding. Yes, I love it.
You've been listening to Promise of Paradise, Back to the Land, Oral Histories of Mendocino County. We just heard from Lynn Meadows. You can hear short excerpts of this program on Thursdays during Morning Edition and longer episodes Thursday afternoon at 3:30. Archives of the program, along with photos, are available at kzyx.org and the Promise of Paradise Facebook page. Promise of Paradise is supported by the National Endowment for the Humanities, California Humanities, the Arts Council of Mendocino County, the Judy Pruden Historical Preservation Fund of the Community Foundation of Mendocino County, Story Center, the Mendocino Institute, and Grace Hudson Museum.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.